It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And up ahead here this hour, we're going to get to Daniel Jeremiah and his new prediction for the draft in the Eagles, and also Allen Iverson talking about Tyrese Maxey. Right now, let's go draft with our Eagles reporter, Mr. Elliot Shure-Parks. Good morning, Elliot.
Man, it's about time someone finally brings up Tobias might not be playing up to the salary. I'm glad someone's fine.
No. It's about time someone says it with the ferocity that Rasheed Wallace said it with.
He did put it well. I agree.
Exactly. Yeah. Some of those curses. See, that's like when Jaws years ago said.
And people know when it's bull.
You know, like that. But we got to bleep it out. So sometimes we got to bleep out the curse. But we appreciate the appropriately bleeped curse. All right, Elliot, let's get to it here. There are, 5,000 rumors swirling around. Can you help us sift through, just in the last 2 to 3 days, all the talk about the Eagles, you know, they're probably going to move up. They want this guy. They want that guy. Like, help us discern, in your opinion, what's real and what's not real with all the rumors flying around.
So I think the biggest smokescreen going around right now is that the Eagles want to trade up for a cornerback. Now, will they take a cornerback at 22? Could they move up to 20 to take one? Sure, maybe. But I think going into tonight, if the Eagles trade up, it'll be for an offensive lineman and not for a cornerback. I think the special players in this draft are on the offensive line. They're not at cornerback. And the one thing I've consistently heard and consistently believed since the season ended is that in this draft, they want an offensive lineman. So we'll see how the draft falls. It's one of the more unpredictable drafts that I've covered. But the one thing I feel confident in is that they're prioritizing offensive line over cornerback tonight.
And what's the – wow. Interesting. Great to know. What's the likelihood that Howie pulls another blockbuster A.J. Brown-type trade? No one's expecting it. Voila. You've got a real veteran NFL player like A.J. Brown coming to Philadelphia. You know, the Patrick Surtain rumors are out there. What's the real possibility that something like that could happen here?
So they have the draft capital to do it if they want. They have the two second-round picks tomorrow night. I think an important pick to remember throughout this weekend is that Hassan Reddick pick in 2026. When they made the trade, we all thought, why would you value a pick 2 years out? It is a very tradable asset. Like it is, you know, obviously it's a third, but it could be a second. I think it's an intriguing pick to trade for. So I would be surprised if they traded number 22 tonight for Patrick Surtain. It just doesn't seem like he's going to get traded if he was available. I think they'll be heavily involved in that. But, yeah, I mean, I think with the draft assets that they have and with the way Howie works the phones, the way he always has a very good idea of who's available and who's not around the league, if there's a big player traded, you know, I think the Eagles would be on the short list of the teams you would think would be involved in that.
What about on the way out the door, Elliot? We never view it through the – because, you know, these draft night trades happen where big stars get traded, or day two and day three, like when Darius Slay was for some picks. And what about A.J. Brown? Do you think there is a 0% chance he gets traded tonight, or is that chance greater than zero?
So I would – like, it's probably greater than zero, but it's probably less than 3%.
Okay.
I think the world where A.J. gets traded is a receiver falls to them that they did not expect to fall. Like, let's say Brian Thomas Jr. is available at 22, and they love Brian Thomas Jr., and then they can go and collect a premium asset for A.J., maybe at that point they would. But the issue with that is they are still a win now team. And there's no real rush to trade AJ. He's under contract for, you know, two more years. I think next year is probably when you would have to give him a new deal. So I wouldn't completely rule it out just because it is a good receiver class. But I don't think it's anything people should be like monitoring or worrying
about. You know, Elliot, I got to say, there's one thing I don't want to say I object to, but I wonder if you're right about. They're a win now team. I mean, I know people point to Saquon and say, all right, well, that proves they're trying to like go for it. I don't know, man. They just traded Hassan Reddick. They lost Cox and Kelsey. I mean, I don't know that they are knocking on a door of a Super Bowl. I don't know that they view themselves that way. I'm just not sure on that front.
So this might sound over the top, but I truly do believe it. Like, as long as Howie Roseman is the GM, I don't think they'll be a rebuilding team. Will there be years we'll go into it and go, you know, okay, maybe they're not as good as we think? Yes, but you just look at what they're paying Jalen, what they're paying on the offensive side of the ball, the fact they did pay Saquon. I know they traded Reddick, but they did sign Bryce Huff. They kept Josh Sweat. I there's been way more moves this offseason that lead you to believe they're going all in. And just in the, you know, 12 years or whatever it is that I've covered Howie, they've been all in like 95% of those years. So I think they're definitely all in for this.
Elliot, of the names that have been discussed as potential Eagles picks, give me one or two of them that would be a bad pick for the Eagles, that the town would be justifiably grumpy going to bed tonight if we find out it's, you know, this guy with a certain pick.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with Mims, the offensive tackle out of Georgia. I really think taking an offensive tackle that can only play tackle would be a real mistake for this team. I understand the logic in it that, yes, Lane could, I guess, in theory, retire at any point. And, you know, if one of the tackles gets injured, then you do need a backup tackle. I just think a first-round pick is too premium of an asset to waste potentially a full year of his career, or to waste 2 years where he's not playing. And I know he could develop during that time, but you're not on the field getting actual return for that pick. So if tomorrow morning we're talking and they've taken an offensive lineman that could strictly play tackle and cannot play guard, then I think that would be a mistake, and fans should be upset.
Elliot, you were there asking, I'm switching over to basketball now, because you were there asking Nick Nurse about that inbounds play. How agitated was he when you were asking him about that inbounds play? And is that inbounds play going to give the Sixers juice moving forward?
Yeah, so just to clarify, I was not there. I just don't want... I heard you. Well, I don't think you did, because I wasn't there. But
okay. I'm imagining hearing you.
Here's what Elliot...
In every press conference, I imagine you must be there.
Here's what Elliot just said.
Don't go there with me.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't misidentify my voice.
I didn't want to lie and say I was there, because there were reporters there that were asking the questions.
True.
They deserve credit.
Yes.
Elliot, I thought Nick Nurse handled it well, though. I mean, he was like, look, we're moving on. Then he actually answered the question more in depth when he was pressed on it, which is, I think, the right thing for him to do. But I think the mindset, Elliot, of... hey, when midnight came and went that night, we move on. I think it was the right approach.
Yeah, I think it is too. And I'll also say, I think it's time to have that approach with the officials. I am firmly in the camp that they had that game stolen from them in game two, that they should have won that game. They played better than the Knicks did in that game. But much like Nick Nurse said, with the inbounds play and all that, like, it is time to move on. If like, the game two is going to have nothing to do with game three in terms of the officiating. So, you know, I'm sure they are upset about how that ended, obviously, with a grievance. You know, they're making that public somewhat. So, yeah, I think they're having the right attitude going into game three tonight.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, Elliot, back to the Eagles for a moment here. One or two more. It looks like, again, score one for Howie Roseman. Now, here's what I mean for those that don't know. So Amon St. Brown with a big deal with the Lions. Big deal. You got like three or four other receivers that are about to get paid, including Ja'Marr Chase and CeeDee Lamb at some point. And I know Joe Banner was on Twitter yesterday talking about this. Like, it looks like Howie got Devontae at a number that's just going to be lower or way lower than some of these other dudes.
Yeah, so Howie does deserve a ton of credit, but I'm actually going to put the credit to two other places besides Howie with these deals, because they're well set up, and for sure Howie deserves credit. But ultimately, the reason these deals get done where we go, wow, I can't believe the player signed that deal, is two reasons. One, Lurie cuts that signing bonus check. Not all other teams will give up as much money up front as Lurie will. So that's part of it. But two, just looking at the Jordan Mailata Devontae contract, I don't often say this, but I really think it's the case. I think they just really wanted to be here. Like, I think they did not want to wait this out. They did not want to play hardball for a few extra million. They wanted to be in Philadelphia. They felt the offer was fair, or at least one they're willing to take it, and they took it. So, Howie deserves credit, but the deals that Devontae and Mailata took, to me, more so scream they really wanted to be here than Howie pulled some type of magic trick. I just think they took an offer that he made.
Yeah. All right, Elliot, final thing. Tell me there's a chance the Eagles get Byron Murphy, the Texas defensive tackle, tonight. You know, I think it's a far greater area of need than people are talking about. He's considered the best D tackle in the draft. No one's talking about him. I'll keep pounding the table. Is it on the table?
Well, I've always said you're the best football opinion on the station, Joe. So I agree with you 1,000% on this.
Hammer!
Of any player they could take tonight, there are not many I think would be a better pick than him. He's an elite pass rusher from that position. He would come in and be an instant starter. I think he would have the same type of impact Jalen Carter did. I think he would make Jalen Carter better. I think he would make the edges better. If they trade up for him tonight, I think it would be a home run pick. And I think you are right that he is on the short list of guys tonight for them. I think, people are underestimating the chance it could be him.
All right, Elliot.
This is so exciting. Elliot, yeah. we can basically get the best player at a position in tonight's draft. We shouldn't think that that's out of the realm of possibility.
What happened with Jalen Carter last year, to be clear. I mean, because Carter came close to them.
Incredibly fortuitous that he fell to us.
They were higher in the draft, too.
They were.
Yeah. That's much higher. This is we're talking about getting the top player at a position in tonight's draft.
Elliot,
that's a reasonable possibility.
Elliot, I guess here's what I'm saying. Let's say the Eagles jump up to 14 or 15 or 16, and one of the two corners is on the board, and Byron Murphy's on the board. I think Howie would take the defensive tackle, Byron Murphy. 99% of the town's talking about the cornerback. That's my point.
Yeah, so I do too. The only thing I will say, and the last thing before we have to hop off, is that if you look at the guys they take in the first round, it is almost always guys that they bring to Philadelphia. And they did not, as far as I know, bring Byron Murphy to Philadelphia for a visit. So, you look at who they did bring. It was Smoke Screen. Maybe, but I'm just saying they clearly value it.
So, no, I get
but
it.
I would take Byron Murphy over every cornerback in this draft.
All right, Elliot, wonderful work in the lead-up to the draft. I know you'll be a huge part of the draft coverage tonight, which, for those that don't know, starts right after the Phillies game ends. Phillies play at 1. Coverage of the Phils obviously should end, around 4 or 4:30. As soon as it does, big draft coverage for hours on end. Elliot, a big part of it. Thanks, buddy. Good stuff, Elliot.